curator Michael Opping of the Modern Museum in Fort Worth, Texas.
Guston's a guy who, at every point in his career where things started to go well, he felt a need to change. And at that point in his career, say between 1966, 67, he's isolated himself away in his Woodstock studio. And he finds himself getting up one morning and making figurative images, strange profiles of strange figures. And then the next morning, getting up and making abstract paintings and flipping back and forth, back and forth. And he himself is not sure where this is taking him. And he spent 2 years in his studio doing this.
In 1970, after 2 years working in seclusion, Guston shocked the art world with his new works. Most critics, and even many friends, devoted abstract painters among them, were baffled by this new direction. Figures had returned with a vengeance. Crude, grotesque heads, clunky cartoon shoes. The pinks and reds and fleshy colors which characterized his palette were still there, but in the new figurative work, these colors seemed provocative, even indecent. Guston continued to paint these cartoonish forms until his death in 1980. To his early champions, the late work was a puzzle, even an embarrassment. But to younger audiences, it's this late body of work which truly distinguishes Guston from all of his peers.